Beginning of the end for plastic bags, following in the steps of its competitors. New World is the latest supermarket vowing to go plastic bag free by the end of next year, and pressures mounting for other retailers to follow suit. So what does this mean for the packaging industry? Well, President of the Packaging Council of New Zealand, Harry Burkhart, is with me. And Harry, good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Very well. So will phasing out these bags make much of a difference?
Just to give you a sense of perspective, there's 200,000 shopping bags in a ton of plastic. So at one level, it's admirable, but in terms of dealing with a big issue, we're miles from a solution.
And what do you mean by that, miles from a solution? What do you want to see happen?
So we've got waste issues, that is impacting our oceans. You know, we've got acidification, we've got overfishing, we've got plastic, large plastic waste sitting in our oceans that are the response of how we live and how we deal with our waste.
I don't quite understand that. How are all these, is it a significant issue first, plastic bags in the ocean? Is that a significant issue?
Totally.
It is. So how are the plastic bags getting out into the ocean? How does that happen?
Well, that's the conversation we need to have, because what we need to unpick is, where are we as consumers? Do we have responsibility to that? Because we appear not to. We consume without understanding the externalities of our actions.
Right. Well, where we are with consumers is, we have a number of consumers out there that are filthy and they don't care where they throw this stuff. So that's one matter. What about the other issue of plastic bags going into landfill? Is that an issue?
So to give you context, I sit on the Waste Advisory Board and I'm a plastics recycler manufactured by business. So I've been at this for 20 years. And 20 years ago, so that plastic bag, the material is really good material. What recyclers can't deal with is the waste that's associated with, labels, stickies, all that stuff like that. And there's the added cost of collecting it up and bringing it back and then finding commercial uses for that. So what the plastic bag has not done is countered the fact in that as it goes to waste, there are other things that it needs to reflect the true value on. That's what I talk about, externalities. We're not pricing and the real cost of those bags.
So does the supermarkets canning the plastic bags? You've got others, of course, that have plastic bags as well. The supermarkets alone, is that going to make any impact on anything, really, on the packaging industry?
My sense, no, is because we've yet to deal with the real issue. So in my opinion, it's a diversion. So if you look at packaging per se, packaging underpins $40 billion of New Zealand's export economy, whether it's a paper bag with milk in it or Tetra Pak carton with milk in it or whatever it is. It underpins our economic growth. There's the New Zealand packaging industry, which we're advocates for, are larger than the forestry and the seafood sector put together. So packaging done well, adds significant value, but its strengths are its weakness as well. So we've got this packaging that is strong, robust, resilient, getting into our environment and having a huge impact on those environments.
Right, and is plastic bags the issue? Because you've got other plastic products, haven't you? Bottles and so on and so forth. That's an issue as well.
Well, the interesting thing with plastic, it's got a specific gravity less than one, so it'll always float.
What about
it's highly visible.
What about the shopping bags and so on and so forth? Why aren't they biodegradable?
Well, that brings in another whole range of unintended consequences and externalities. So we've got biodegradability that is fundamentally holding plastic together with a starch, for want of a better word. And that our journey in that is has a huge impact on our food resource because it's diverting.
Mm.
And all it does is break big plastic bags down to lots of little plastic bags. There is a range of truly biodegradable plastic substitutes, but they're significantly expensive. So then the consumer has to make a decision, or the person who has to sell to the consumer make a decision around how do they pitch their product.
Yeah, and do you think consumers are just going to stop using plastic bags because they use them for bin liners and other sorts of things, don't they?
No, my sense is, you know, if you take my personal household, is I enjoy using those shopping bags. I'd love to use an alternative, but when we don't have those shopping bags, we go and buy another roll of plastic which sits in the supermarket shelf at a different price, and we use them as liners. So again, we haven't created a real solution.
Okay.
We've played with it.
Thank you very much. That is Harry Burkhardt, who is President of the Packaging Council of New Zealand. News Talk ZB, it's 4:16.